want to bet your favorite horse but can't make it to the racebook? South Point Casino's racebook has the answer. Come in and sign up for the Nevada Racebook mobile app. For just a $50 minimum deposit, you'll have the racebook right at your fingertips, no matter where you are in Nevada. It's convenient, fun, and easy to use. When you do have time to visit, South Point Casino is the perfect place to be. Our racebook is completely separate from the sportsbook and totally dedicated to the horse player. With 52 overhead TVs, free Wi-Fi, and cocktail service, bring your tablet or smartphone and plug into the USB ports to look up your favorite handicapping website without draining your battery. Want to wager from your seat? No problem with our IPTs. Just sign up, make a deposit, and you're off to the races. Plus, you'll earn points for dining, hotel, movies, entertainment, and the spa just by using the club card when wagering. Whether you want to come in or play from the comfort of your home, South Point Casino's Racebook has you covered.
Developed by Horsemen, HorseBills.com is a cost-effective, time-saving, environment-friendly, paperless revolution of how equine industries bill and receive payments. Vendors are able to generate electronic invoices for each horse, whose owners can pay through the same website with just one click. Say goodbye to stacks of invoices, handwritten checks, and postage costs. Easy accounting for all parties with the highest online security measures. Get started free at HorseBills.com. Simply register with your name and email address. Free to sign up. No subscription fees to vendors until the first invoice. Voices sent. For owners, you get a free account, comprehensive dashboard with information on all horses owned and billing records, ACH and credit card payment options. For vendors, generate invoices efficiently and receive payments quickly from both owners and other vendors. Syndicate and partnership managers get flexible billing and payment options to both vendors and syndicate members. For more info, call 888-938-4643, 888-938-4643, or log on to horsebills.com. That's horsebills.com.
Have you heard the news? You can get free Formulator Pass performances with DRF bets. Sign up to get the best bonus in racing with a $250 deposit match and a $10 free bet, plus free Formulator Pass performances. Enjoy all the perks of using Formulator with projected odds, trainer patterns, race and horse notes, replays, and more. Never pay for past performances again. Just use the promo code WINNING when you register at drf.com/bet. That's winning at drf.com/bet. It's post time for Thoroughbred Los Angeles, the most informative and profitable hour of horse racing found anywhere. Thoroughbred Los Angeles is brought to you by Santa Anita. Live Thoroughbred racing is back at iconic Santa Anita Park. By the South Point Hotel and Casino in Las Vegas, where the action never stops. By Daily Racing Form, exclusive past performance content provider for Thoroughbred LA. By Legacy Ranch, get your horses started right at Legacy Ranch. And by HorseBills.com, enjoy billing made easy through HorseBills.com. By the OC Tavern, satellite wagering is back in San Clemente. By the California Thoroughbred Breeders Association, it pays to own a cowbred. By today's Racing Digest, a handicapping lesson in every issue. And by the Ragazin Sheets, the most effective handicapping tool available. Get the sheets. By the Gas Lamp Tavern, satellite wagering is now available in San Diego. By Los Alamitos Night Quarter Horse Racing, sometimes your best day of racing is at night. By Bruce Finkelstein's BetOnBruce.com, selections from Southern California and key race meets across the country each racing day. And by the Derby Room at Fairplex Park in Pomona, where every horse player gets the VIP treatment. And now, here are your hosts, Bob Ike and John Lindo.
And good morning and welcome to a tournament edition of Thoroughbred Los Angeles. I'm John Lindo. I'll be joined by Bob Ike with me in just a second. We're out here at the Horseshoe Hotel in Las Vegas in the event ballroom. Day two of the 2026 National Horse Players Championship that just ran the first race on the list of races throughout the nation. That was the first race of Colonial Downs. You hear some of that racing in the background as we get started. But a lot going on out here, and we have a nine-race card at Santa Anita. That'll be part of the contest as well. That goes with a 1 o'clock first post time. And let's bring in Bob Ike, who's actually playing in the contest. And Bob, first of all, how about the setting here at the Horseshoe?
It's really great, John. I haven't been in the NHC in about 10 years, so this is a new venue. You look out and, you know, there's 600 people in the ballroom playing over 800 entries. The energy level's fantastic. The competition is great. And it's been a lot of fun. A decent first day for me. So I'm kind of right on the cut line, as they say in golf. Right, John?
Yes.
Today is moving day one way or the other. The top 10% of the players after today get to advance and play on Sunday.
Right. There's 828 entries in the contest. There's 157 people that are double qualified, have two tickets. So 828 entries. They're playing for $5.23 million. And like I say, after today, they cut down to the top 10%. That's the top 83. Going into today, Bob, you're an 86th. So let's talk. That's not bad. I mean, you made
Gotta
a little
get
run
over that
late.
Hump. Yeah,
yeah, we need to move you up a few spots because even if you finish 83rd, that's a check for $10,000. Didn't mean to tell Kim that on the air, but Kimmy, we're rooting for you out there too.
She doesn't listen anyway, John. No worries.
Hey, let's talk about the guys on the top of the leaderboard. 57-year-old from New York, Michael Saleta, hit a place bet that. Turfway Park late yesterday. He's the leader. They had six mandatory races and 10 optional races, so 16 races, $2 win place. He totaled $156.24. Tommy Lundberg is second and third. He's got two tickets in the contest. Both tickets came up with the same amount, $139.60. Some other noteworthy names. Dan Piazza, who won this tournament last year, is in fifth place at $137.18. Nobody's won the NHC 2 years, much less 2 years in a row. So Dan's got a chance to make some history here. A friend of mine, Kenny Peck from Daily Racing Form. If you handicap Tampa Bay at Monmouth Park, he usually does the analysis for both of those tracks. Kenny's in eighth place at $130.98. Good luck to Ken Peck. And again,
Tom Arndt, a familiar name.
Yeah,
he's
Tom Arndt, he's
in fourth.
Right, he's a regular at Santa Anita. So a lot of familiar names, a lot of guys that we see. We're sitting with Ray Sens, who was on the leaderboard early yesterday. He's still in a striking position. And you're going to see a lot of faces we know.
So today, John, 20 plays. There are eight mandatories and 12 optionals.
So they ramp up the number of plays on Saturday.
And I don't know, I'm figuring somewhere around $200 is probably going to be the cut line.
Well, they said the average last few years to get through the cut line was 173.
Okay.
So if you figure try and play to 200, you're in good shape. So that looks like what the number is. First prize in this contest, $825,000. Again, 83rd is the last casting position. That's $10,000. So a lot of money on the line here for everybody at the NHC. There's a number of mandatory races, and I know you're going to look at one of those races just to do the thought process of playing a race in the tournament for us in a little bit. Let's talk about some of the other things that are going on. Recapping a little bit about Santa Anita Handicap Day. We saw British Isles pull the upset in the big cap. It was not the fastest big cap in history, but it was a meaningful race for the guys that own and train.
Exactly. Actually, I think it was the second slowest big cap in history. We talked about it going in. It was a short field. Obviously wasn't one of the stronger fields we have seen, but British Isles was the one who was able to get the mile and a quarter where the other ones couldn't. He came away. He won easily. And I was happy for longtime friend Nick Casado, who runs Slam Dunk Racing, Richard Baltus, a longtime client of Horse Bills. So it was a good day for that team, and British Isles got it done, and the money spends the same, John, whether you run 2 minutes flat or 2:05.
Doesn't matter because the money's all the same. Bob Baffert has a horse with enough Kentucky Derby points now, Potente, making his second lifetime start. First against winners, he wins the San Felipe.
And boy, he was good to me because I needed him that day in the contest, and I never thought he was winning until about the last two jumps. Long shot Robusta from the Doug O'Neill barn. He put away the favorites. Brandt on the inside, so happy between horses. Robusta three wide throughout, stalking, kicked away in mid stretch. Looked like he was going to pull off a 60-1 upset, but Potente kept coming. He lengthened stride and he got up. It was an impressive win considering only his second start. He was stretching out after a maiden win. I think he's got a lot of upside, John. I think this is a really good colt.
Well, you talked about a contest. Let's hit that. The ultimate betting challenge was last Saturday at Santa Anita. Some guy named Bob Ike won the darn thing.
Wow, it's been some kind of whirlwind here, John, over the last week. Yeah, I got the money and a lot of seats and entries to go along with it, but I was kind of surprised, John. My total bankroll ended up being about 18,900. based on a $5,000 buy-in. I didn't think that total would be nearly enough to win a contest like that. Generally, it would be in the $30,000 to $40,000 range. I think I got some help at the top because going into the big cap, I was sitting third. The leader had about $25,000. I did not play the big cap. I didn't have an opinion in the race. After that, everything was official and the scores updated, much to my surprise, I was on the lead. The guy in first took a big swing at zeroed out at $25,000. The guy in second lost some money. So going into the last, I was into protection mode and survived in advance. So it was a great day.
Well, you've been seeing the ball. And I told you about a month ago, you're sitting on a win in one of these things, and you won the right one. It was a nice contest. It qualifies you for next year's NHC. So I'm going to try and get involved then so we can play at the same table next year.
Yeah, we can go head-to-head at the same table.
Yeah, we'll have a little beer money on the side. How's that? One other big performance on Sandy Handicap Day. How about Splendora in the Beholder Mile?
She just outclassed that field. She looked like it going in. She was the speed. JJ didn't mess around. Right to the front and extended. She outclassed the field. She's just an ultra-consistent top-class mare and looks like she's, you know, at least can get the mile. And we know she can go 7/8 for the Breeders' Cup Filly and Mare Sprint. So that was a nice win. We saw a lot of great things that day. We saw Surfing USA win for Team Jeff Siegel, who, by the way, John, as you pointed out, there was a moment of silence here at the NHC yesterday for Jeff Siegel and the late Professor Gordon Jones.
Right, and they mentioned it again today, which was terrific. Guys that have had a big impact on handicapping, and nice to see the NHC recognize two longtime handicappers, guys I learned a lot from. And you know what? I was in the press box, so I don't get to hear the calls too much at Santa Anita on Big Cap Day. You were downstairs, and you mentioned to me what a good job Frank Miramati did.
He really did. Not only the calls, but the way he kind of spiced up the winner's circle. And there was a lot of commentary and acknowledging Juan Hernandez's birthday. And just, you know, when Surfing USA won, he talked about Jeff Siegel and the turnout that there was in the winner's circle. So not only did Frank call all the races extremely well, but I thought he added a lot of color to it, and it just the commentary was outstanding.
That's great, and it really helps the day like that when it's supposed to be a festive day. So when things like that happen, it's great to recognize it, and good job, Frank Miramati. But I know you're not doing a sheet today. You're a little bit busy with the handicapping going on. Oh, before we do the handicapping too, in Florida, we've been talking about that Florida decoupling bill that did pass the House down there. But this week in the Senate, it never got to the floor.
Never got to the floor, which means it's dead, which is good news for racing in Florida, at least for the short term. Gulfstream is committed to 3 years at least of live racing, even though they are cutting their number of days. But this is a win, and now it gives people down in Florida a three-year window. Hey, do we want to try to build another track? Do we want to refurbish a track? It gives them some breathing room, and I'm very happy with this result. It's good for horse racing.
Yeah, and you know this will be back probably on the agenda next year. They'll probably try again. But there's a lot of factions of the business that are working against it, trying to keep that from happening. Well, again, back to the handicapping hat. You didn't put out your sheet this week. You're a little bit busy with everything else going on here with the National Horse Players Championship. But I know you've looked around, and, again, we talked about it. There are mandatory races today, 8 of them, including a couple at Santa Anita. I wanted you to look at one of those from a National Handicapping Championship perspective. How do you play a race like this?
Right. So races 5 and 7 from Santa Anita today are the two mandatories. Everybody in the NHC has to play those races. And I'm just going to look at the 7th, which is an extremely difficult second level allowance race. I honestly think you could make a case for 4 or 5 horses in the race. And I think, John, the thought process is, well, if you're playing your rolling bets and pick fives, you're spreading out the race. But for a contest like this where you need to pick one horse, win place, so I'm starting with kind of my thought process going in. I think Iron Man Cal is the best horse in the race. The comebacker from the Phil D'Amato barn showed a lot of ability last year as both a 2-year-old and a 3-year-old. Last time we saw this horse at Del Mar, he was links the best, stumbled badly. I think he's the best horse, and if he was anywhere close to the 5-1 on the morning line, I think that's very attractive, but I don't think he will be, John. He's owned by Little Red Feather. You know those horses always get hammered. I think this is a bad morning line. I would expect more like 5-2 on this horse. And if that's the case, now I think I need to go shopping probably for a better price. I'm looking at Captain Chuchi's. All he's done is rattle off 5 straight races, 4 wins at Santa Anita, a sharp horse going up with a pace edge over Iron Man Cal. Now, if he could stick in there at about 6-1, I think he would probably be my play. If he somehow got hammered, then I'm looking at a horse like Tempest Volat, who's 6-1 on the line. Even a long shot like Deer District has worked well and has some old turf form, and he's 8-1. So in these kind of things, John, you might not commit totally to one horse. You'll have 2 or 3 horses in mind, and then you kind of play the tote board and look for the best value in the race.
And this is where the CAWs locking them out at 2 minutes to post kind of at least gives you an idea of what the price is going to be. If we didn't do that, and you take a Iron Man Cal, maybe he's 4-1 on the board going in the gate, and he hits the wire in front and he's 9-5, that doesn't do you any good.
Right. Had one winner yesterday in one of these races. I can't even remember which track, but the gate, going into the gate 5-1 and ended up at 2-1.
Right.
I knew this horse was going to take some money based on the will pays, but that's a significant hit.
It could cost somebody $825,000 here. So that would be your bad beat of the year, right?
Yeah, no kidding.
Okay. Well, do you want to use that as your radio play then?
Yeah, let's just talk just the 7th and that kind of strategy involved. You know, if I had to pick one horse right now, it'd be Iron Man Cal. Okay. If the price got too short, then I'm going to start making options. And that's just the mentality of the contest. I think it's a spread race in your rolling exotics, John. And I know you put out your sheet today, including the Coast to Coast, I believe.
Yes.
And your selections available at the Lindo Report. And let's get the number out at the South Point. March Madness right around the corner. It's a great time to be in Vegas.
Oh, they've got all the finals of the conference finals, a lot of them going on here in town. We'll start March Madness next week. If you want to get up for the action, free seminar, free viewing party, not seminar, viewing party and everything else at 866-780-7223. That's for Steve Johnson at the South Point. Give him a call. Get your room reservation. And enjoy that opening week of March Madness. For a radio play for me, Bob, I'm going to go to the eighth race today at Santa Anita. Number 5, Our Moonlight, cuts back to a sprint. I think that's going to help. I thought the blinkers on helped last time. Trouble on the first turn did not. She'll be dead fit cutting back to the sprint. There's some speed to set her up. 7-2 on the program. Number 5, Our Moonlight, race number 8 at Santa Anita for me. Bob, let's take our first break. When we come back, we'll touch base with Bob Mazursky of today's RacingDigest.com and our buddy Bruce Finkelstein, who's here in town in Las Vegas. You're listening to Thoroughbred LA here on AM 830 KLAA and on the Angels radio app.
Radio.
AM 830.
Racing fans, come join us today for a tremendous St. Patrick's Day theme party here at Santa Anita Park. Along with world-class racing, First Reward members will be able to participate in our $30,000 pot of gold promotion, where every fan will win a betting voucher worth at least $5, but there will be tickets worth $10, $20, $100, and $1,000, plus one lucky fan could win a $5,000 betting voucher. Today also brings the legendary combination of Santa Anita Park and George Mott's. World-renowned for his famous Mott's Smash Burger, you can hit the trifecta with burgers, beers, and racing. My best bet today comes in race number 6. I love number 4, Soy Najern. His thoroughbred numbers tower over these, and you will be oh soy happy after the race. You can get all the details on all the fun activities and all the world-class racing at SantaAnita.com. The luck of the Irish awaits you here at Santa Anita Park.
From conception to the starting gate, Legacy Ranch does it all. Located in the small town of Clements, Legacy Ranch sits on 145 beautifully manicured acres with lush paddocks for your mares and babies. The large pastures are irrigated year-round, and private paddocks are available too. Ranch manager Terry Knight is well-known throughout California as a top-notch horseman and oversees the breaking and training of your young stock. The 5/8-mile training track is maintained to the highest standards under supervision of well-known trackman Richard Tedesco and includes a starting gate and chute for gate workouts. Farm owners Pete and Evelyn Perella invite you to schedule an in-person visit where you can meet Legacy Ranch Stallions Clubhouse Ride, Forbidden Kingdom, and our new additions for the 2026 breeding season, Tamarondo and Om, sire of Grade 3 Torrey Pine Stakes winner, Almond Joy. Now is the time to book your mares for the 2026 breeding season. Contact Legacy Ranch at 510-928-4980 and start your journey to the winner's circle today.
Attention Inland Empire racing fans. Watching and wagering on the races just got easier. The Derby Room located at Fairplex Park is open and ready to serve you. Watch and wager in the newly renovated Derby Room on races across the country starting at 9 a.m. each Wednesday through Sunday. Televisions throughout the Derby Room will keep you up to date on all sporting events. Add in great food and a great atmosphere and you'll have the ultimate horse player experience. For upcoming promotions, go to thederbyroom.com. Thederbyroom.com. See you at the Derby Room, 2201 North White Avenue in Pomona.
Nearly 50 years ago, Len Ragazin formulated the idea of speed ratings. Today, the Ragazin sheets are still America's premier speed rating product. Who uses Len Ragazin speed ratings? Trainers use the Ragazin sheets to place their horses. Breeders check the Ragazin sheets before making million-dollar decisions. And jockey agents consult the Ragazin sheets when choosing which horse to ride. But most importantly, the Ragazin sheets are used by players like you. The Ragazin sheets are available online at thesheets.com. Our website also offers free introductory material, including an online seminar. You can also receive free introductory material by calling us directly at 212-674-3123. That's the Ragazin sheets at 212-674-3123. Ragazin, the most respected name in racing.
G'day, this is Michael Rona, and you're listening to Thoroughbred Los Angeles on AM 830 KLAN.
Welcome back to Thoroughbred LA. No indecision here, Bob. We got to come up with some winners. So before we do that, let's talk about our Cowbred of the Week.
Cowbred of the Week is Majestic Oops, who won the Grade 2 Azari at Oaklawn Park last Saturday. Majestic Oops is by Majestic Harbor out of the Omoldovar mare. Miss Oops was bred by Dory, Knapp, and Knapp is owned by Agave Racing, Medallion Racing, and Traumer. John Evan Traumer is a competitor here at the NHC. Good week for him. And is trained by Dan Ward. She has now 9 wins from 35 lifetime starts. And the winner's share of $240,000 puts her career earnings at over $960,000.
And Bob, before we bring in Bob Mazursky, I want to give a shout out to one of our sponsors, Daily Racing Form. We talk about Formulator and everything else. You used that to find the winner in the tournament in the last race yesterday.
Yeah, the last race at Santa Anita, Mark Glatt trained Chief Resident, and I was torn between a few different horses in there. I used the Formulator. The pedigree came up very big for turf. The Dam was a really nice turf horse and related a half to Watchtower, who was a turf stakes winner for Richard Baltus. So it put me on that horse, who was nearly 10-1, and that was a big way to end the day yesterday.
So do use DRF Formulator. I use it all the time. It's a fantastic product. Let's bring in our first guest of this segment, and that's Bob Mazursky from today's RacingDigest.com. Bob, good morning. How you doing?
I'm good, guys. How are you?
We're doing fine. We had a little bit of sad news this week, but a long life, a champion, Serena Song, a Hall of Famer. I don't know. She started, I think, 38 times. You're not going to see that from Grade 1 mares anymore in these days with the breeding interest, but she danced every dance, and she passed away finally this year at the age of 34.
Yeah, she was obviously one of the all-time greats. 15 of those 38 races, 11 Grade 1 wins, beat male by more than one occasion. She trained for Rouse and she was able to train for. And I know for a fact she was our good friend Kurt Hoover, one of his all-time favorite horses, if not his all-time favorite horse. So, yeah. She had a great long life, as you guys said, but, what a great race mare she was.
She wasn't a big filly, I remember that, but she was just a get up to that speed and just maintain the speed all the way around the racetrack, and she danced every dance. I got to respect horses like that. Bob, the feature today at Santa Anita is the San Simeon Stakes coming down the hill. Not a big field, but it's kind of a tricky race. It goes as race 3 on the card. How do you see the San Simeon today with the morning line favorite, a very tepid Sumter, number 1 at 5-2 in the six-horse field?
Yeah, it is a tough race because there really isn't a lot of pace in it. I was very disappointed at Sumter's last race, and he came down the hill. Fabian Pratt rode him that day, and I thought he had no excuse. So the fact that he's favored, I'm a little bit against him today. Mike Smith takes over. He's drawn on the inside. I went for the other Richard Mendel horse, the comebacking SEAL team. I think he's, if he fires, I think he's the best horse in the race. I like that Berrios takes the call. He's drawn near the outside in the small field. So I like him best. Sereno's guy keeps firing, doesn't win a lot, but he's been right there. And then Genius Jimmy, always look at horses that are cutting back in distance coming down the hill. So I thought he was interesting as well. So I'm going to go SEAL team first, Genius Jimmy second.
Hey, Bob, wanted you to look at the nine-race card today at Santa Anita and give us a radio play from Santa Anita.
Well, I'm going to go to the fifth race and take a shot that's listed as 15-1 on the morning line, even though I don't think that line is accurate. I think it'll be shorter than this. Number eight, Disco Tribute. The horse prepped in an 870 race at Los Al for Craig DeLossi after a lengthy layoff. DeLossi has done this before, using the 1,000-yard race or 870 races to get horses ready. This horse is proven on the Santa Anita turf. He gets Kamura to ride. It's a wide-open race, so why not take a shot on the horse that I think will be a price on number eight, Disco Tribute, in race five.
So that's race five at Santa Anita. Number eight, Disco Tribute, 15-1 on the morning line. That might be a tournament kind of play, Bob.
Definitely. I was just getting ready to text Mr. Mazursky. I like the same horse.
There goes 15-1.
Yeah, we won't get 15, Bob, but I also think this horse could run a big race today.
Well, Bob, we hope you're right.
Agree.
And you know, if Bob Ike uses that in the tournament, then you've got a dinner coming. So we'll try and get you a little free food out of this. How's that?
Sounds good.
All right, we'll talk to you next week, Bob.
All right, sounds good. Good luck today, guys.
Thank you. That was Bob Mazursky. Let's head out over across town here in Las Vegas to Bruce Finkelstein from BetOnBruce.com. Bruce, good morning. How's everything going over in that side of town?
Doing well, guys. Good morning. How are you guys doing?
Everything's good. We got a full field of horse players in here, and we got food behind us. There's some libations, so life is pretty good right now. We're going to take advantage of that as much as we can today. One thing that's happening this week, and we don't talk about it that much, they had those Derby and Oaks future wagers open. The pool is open today through tomorrow at 3 p.m. There are 40 betting interests, including in all other horses. Is this something that you get involved in? And I know not only for the Derby, but this is the one pool where they have the Oaks available too. Do you look at those? We used to have all those future books around town here in Las Vegas, but we just don't see much of that anymore.
Yeah, I take a look at it every year. Last year I was lucky enough to actually catch Sovereignty. You know, one of the tricky things is to get value is horses that kind of go under the radar. Like in the case last year, Sovereignty missed one of the prep races early on, and he became kind of forgotten, and his number kept drifting up and up and up. There was a horse this year, I kind of have a little partnership, small bet on it. It's Class President. After he ran in his stakes debut, it was a sprint race at Gulfstream. Anyway, he ran second that day, and I don't know, he became forgotten. There were other prep races that came along. On the Caesars app, I think, he went up to about 125-1. And they had a little bet on him at 125-1. And then he went on to win the race at Oaklawn Park. And now he's about 20-1. So have a little bet there, a little betting interest. I'll tell you a horse right now that's gone a little cold on the radar right now that you may want to take a look at. He is a horse by the name of Golden Tempo for Sherry DeVoe. He won his first two races. He was a little dull running third at Fairgrounds last time out. The race won by Paladin. But the race didn't set up for him. He still lightly raced with a little more pace. I wouldn't give up on this guy. He showed tremendous talent in his first two races. And I know his price has been drifting up a little bit, so that's a horse that I might be looking at right now is Golden Tempo. And I believe, what is it, next week? I think he's going in the race at Fairgrounds, the Louisiana Derby next week.
Bruce, we always get two radio plays, so we want to get your first one, and then John Linda will come back and get your second radio play.
Yeah. Let's go, how about the eighth race at Gulfstream Park, guys? This is a race that was originally scheduled for the turf, is now on synthetic. And guess what? I like that. I like my play better on synthetic, and it's the six horse Just In Cluso. She tried a synthetic track stake race at Presque Isle, and I think that may have been her best race to date. It was a $100,000 stake race. She sat just off the leader, who was kind of on out there by herself, a horse by the name of Twirling Beauty. She made a good run into contention and ran by her late. I think getting back on synthetic here today, she can sit and finish. I think the 5-8 should be perfect for her. She's been given a little bit of a freshening. Should get a great setup. So in race 8 at Gulfstream, I like the 6, Just In Cluso, listed at 6-1 on the morning line.
And, Bruce, that's another mandatory. So maybe you're going to give me a little help in that race as well.
All right, so that's the 8th race at Gulfstream Park, number 6, Just In Cluso. 6-1 on the program, and we usually get a play from you at Santa Anita as well, Bruce. So what do you like out in Arcadia today?
How about the first race today? I was really impressed by the 2-horse score for the level, Nicolina. She was trying turf for the first time off a 9-month playoff for Phil D'Amato, and I really liked the way she won. She earned this win. She took on the speed. And then had sort of looked like she kind of hit neutral for a second there until she switched knees in mid-stretch. She found another gear, and if you watch the race carefully, she was really moving away at the end of that race. And considering she had been away, I thought that was a super effort. She certainly took to the grass. She's going to be up close in a race where there shouldn't be a blistering pace. I think she's got a lot of upside to her. She's a crazy 8-1 on the morning line. My guess is she's going to be about half that price. Still very bettable. Race 1, let's go with the 2, Nick Alina.
So that's Santa Anita, race number 1 today. That's the 1 o'clock post time. Nick Alina, number 3 in the program. Excuse me, number 2 in the program. Number 2, Nick Alina, 8-1. That's for Bruce Finkelstein. Bruce, what do you have available today on the website?
Full card analysis at Santa Anita with the late races from Gulfstream, audio included. Best bets with audio at Santa Anita. And as a added wrinkle today, last 6 races on the card at Oaklawn Park. Nice late sequence at Oaklawn today. We're also, the track is fast, conditions are great. So we have 3 menu items all at that.
Excellent, Bruce. Best of luck today, and we will talk to you next Saturday.
Good luck, guys.
All right, well, they're on turning for home in the first race at Tampa Bay Downs, part of the contest today at the NAC in Las Vegas. We're going to take our next break. When we come back, we're going to reach out to John Hardoon from the Ragazin Sheets, and we'll also talk to Scott Shapiro, who's been rolling on the radio here. So we'll talk to both of those guys in our next segment here on Thoroughbred LA, AM 830 KLAA, and on the Angels radio app.
Angels Radio,
AM 830.
Racing fans, come join us today for a tremendous St. Patrick's Day themed party here at Santa Anita Park. Along with world-class racing, First Reward members will be able to participate in our $30,000 Pot of Gold promotion, where every fan will win a betting voucher worth at least $5, but there will be tickets worth $10, $20, $100, and $1,000, plus one lucky fan could win a $5,000 betting voucher. Today also brings the legendary combination of Santa Anita Park and George Mott's. World-renowned for his famous Mott's Smash Burger, you can hit the trifecta with burgers, beers, and racing. My best bet today comes in race number 6. I love number 4, Soy Najern. His Thoroughgraph numbers tower over these, and you will be oh soy happy after the race. You can get all the details on all the fun activities and all the world-class racing at santaanita.com. The luck of the Irish awaits you here at Santa Anita Park.
Can't make it to Del Mar from downtown San Diego? The Gaslamp Tavern is now open for satellite wagering. Located just blocks from Petco Park, take advantage of the great food and beverage menu while watching and wagering on races across the country, including Del Mar. Post time each day is 10 a.m.
Get into the action before walking over to your next Padres game. Group reservations and private parties are welcome, too. The Gas Lamp Tavern, 868 Fifth Avenue in San Diego. For more information, log on to GasLampTavern.com or call 619-858-8862. Make sure to say hi to owner Rick Borbo when you cash in your next winning ticket at the Gas Lamp Tavern. See you at the Gas Lamp Tavern soon.
From Santa Anita to Del Mar to key race meets around the country, Bruce Finkelstein's Bet on Bruce has you covered. Full card selections and featured races throughout the country available every racing day at betonbruce.com. Get advice on multi-wager ticket structures and improve your return on investment with Bruce Finkelstein's betonbruce.com. Bet on experience. betonbruce.com.
Owners and breeders, take advantage of new cowbred incentive programs from the California Thoroughbred Breeders Association. Starting in 2026, the Santa Anita Winter Meet will offer increased owners premiums of $12,500 for all winners of open, restricted, and cowbred maiden special weight races. For the 2026 Del Mar Summer Meet, that incentive bonus is $15,000. The 2026 Fall Del Mar Meet will offer a $12,500 bonus, and the 2026 Los Alamitos Thoroughbred Meets will offer a $10,000 bonus. Owners of mares bred in 2026 will be awarded $1,000 for each 2027 foal registered as a cowbred, up to 25 foals per breeder. CTA members will have the $100 foal registration fee waived for cowbreds foaled in 2025, 26, and 27. Travel reimbursements are also available for brood mares purchased out of state when they produce a cowbred foal. It pays to own, breed, and race in California.
And welcome back to Thoroughbred Los Angeles. I'm John Linda with Bob Ike. And Bob, it is officially breeding season right now. We're already underway. And if you're looking for a stallion in California, look no further than Legacy Ranch.
Get up to Legacy Ranch. Their stallion roster includes Ohm, Clubhouse Ride, Forbidden Kingdom, and Tamarando. Give Terry Knight a call, 510-928-4980, and let Legacy Ranch take you from the breeding shed to the winner's circle.
And, Bob, we forgot to mention, the day before the contest, the NAC started on Friday. Thursday they had a first chance, last chance contest. 1,014 entries. That's taken a life of its own.
Crazy. Yeah, I wasn't here in thankfully for that. I was not going to use that kind of limited brain power trying to do hopefully 4 days in a row, but it's been a great turnout, and some people win their way in.
There was over 30 people that won their way in here, and it tells you too, there aren't a lot of contests in Las Vegas anymore. I think there's a market for it. I wouldn't be surprised if some facilities would try and pick that up.
And it was announced, John, by Keith Chamblin and the NHC,
yes,
and TRA, that the NHC will stay here at the Horseshoe for the next 3 years.
And it's you've seen this event center. It's perfect.
You know,
for
this
it.
Used to be the High Life front.
Yes, I was back, there for
back
that,
back in
too.
The old days, and you can tell it's a big room.
It absolutely is, and it's full of horse players this weekend. The third race at Colonial Downs is already underway. A second race at Colonial underway. Let's bring in our next guest, and that's John Hardoon from the Rags and Sheets. And, John, I was looking around, and one of the guests here said there was a gale warning at Aqueduct today.
It is extremely windy here. They're telling the truth. When you texted me gale warning, I was looking for a horse named Gale Warning at Aqueduct, and I couldn't find it. It finally hit me what you were talking about.
Well, one thing I want to talk about with you, this past Wednesday was the debut of the $1 Octafecta at Turfway Park, where you had to pick the first eight finishers in exact order. It's a dollar wager with a 22% takeout. It's a jackpot, so 75%, if you're not the only ticket, goes into the next day's jackpot pool. I can't see any way we would be interested in playing this, but I wanted, you know, you're a sick horse player like I am. Give me the rundown on this.
Very sick, but I'm not that sick. This has to be the worst bet I've ever seen in my life since the three triples at Santa Anita. I can't believe the amount of money they actually put in last night. It's an extremely expensive bet. I can't believe that Heist is allowing it, because what about their six triples? You're going to tell me that horses are going to ride for 7th and 8th and won't be worried about counting whips? I don't think so. Only that, if you're an owner, you don't get paid for 6-7th a race. You don't want to jock beating up your horse to get 6-7th a race. The whole thing makes no sense. I gave the life expectancy 2 weeks, but apparently there are enough people out there that are playing it that they may carry it on for a while, but I just think it's horrible.
Well, I think it's all going to end up with a mandatory payout at Churchill Downs on the first Saturday in May in that race where they have a 20-horse field. That's what this feels like to me. But I can't. Yeah. I also think, John, that I can't wait for Heise to suspend a jockey when they're back 35 lengths behind the leader in seventh place, and they're riding for seventh, and they're going to get him for abusive riding, and then they're going to get another guy fined for not abusing or not, you know, going full bore with his horse when he's 40 lengths behind in seventh. So
then explain it to the trainer and owner, you know, why you're riding your ass off for seventh place and giving nothing to the trainer or owner and only taking a chance to hurt the horse. So none of it makes any sense. And, you know, again, I'm surprised that it's lasted 2 days, to be honest with you.
Well, they didn't run it on Thursday because they scratched down to seven. You can't have an octafecta when there's only seven horses. And like our friend said in Las Vegas, John, we're going to call it the whoptafecta.
Hey, John, you always give us two selections via the rags and sheets. Last Saturday, you gave us Porosity, paid $7.98. You got almost all the breakage there, John, at Aqueduct. Where do you want to go for your first radio play?
So let's go to Gulfstream to look at race number 9. This is the Hutchinson handicap, I guess, and I like a horse in here. I like the longest shot in the race. I like the number 5 horse in here, Freaky Neeks. This is a 3-year-old gelding from the Frank Leberuda, Regalubo barn. This horse hasn't been out since he broke his maiden back in September, but he ran a huge figure that day. He's worked well for his return. Blinkers come off today, 12-1 on the morning line. Number 5, Freaky Neeks, upsets and wins today's 9th race out at Gulfstream Park.
So that's the 9th race at Gulfstream Park, number 5, Freaky Neeks, 12-1 on the program. That's for John Hardoon. John, I know you come back out to California, but you've also done Gulfstream, Aqueduct, and Oaklawn Park, I think. So what do you want to go? Where do you want to go for that other radio play?
Let's go to Santa Anita. Look at race number 4, a mile on the main track. It's a maiden. It's a claiming event for 10,000 claimers, and I like the number 1 horse in here, Malibu Rocks, 5-year-old gelding from the Rafael de Leon barn. Giovanna Franco aboard to ride 5-1 on the morning line. This is a steady, consistent horse. He fires every time. Take the 5-1 if you can get it. Number 1, Malibu Rocks, wins today's 4th race out of Santa Anita.
4th race at Santa Anita, number 1, Malibu Rocks. 5-1 on the program. That's for John Hardoon. John, give us the website and what you got there today.
JONHARDOON.com. 3 best plays, $10. Full car, $25. Today, Aqueduct, Oaklawn, Gulfstream, and, of course, Santa Anita selections.
Very good, John. We will enjoy these. We'll try and cash a couple of bets on those horses today, and we will talk to you next Saturday.
Thanks. Bob, good luck in that contest. Knock them dead. We're looking for you. We're rooting for you.
Thank you, John. Appreciate it.
That was John Hardoon of the Rags and Sheets. And let's head out now and touch base with Scott Shapiro, who looks all over the country for plays. So, Scott, we'll check in first and say good morning. How you doing?
Good morning, guys. I hope you're holding down Vegas for me.
We're holding a good spot for you. You got to come out here and join us sometime. We miss you out here.
I wish.
Listen, you know what? I don't look at Colonial very often, but we've got the Virginia Derby there with Kentucky Derby qualifying points. I know you're following all the 3-year-olds, so we wanted you to preview that race. It's a mile and eighth, but it's one turn at Colonial Downs.
Yeah, it's a fascinating track there, so no worries that. But like you said, it's a one turn, 9 furlong race, so a unique opportunity for some of these horses to earn a spot into the Derby, because 50 points to the winner will almost definitely do just that. And Buchanan, the California horse, is listed as 5-2 morning line favorite. Bob Baffert sent Getaway Car here last year, completely unsuccessful as a favorite. So we'll see if Buchanan has what it takes to get the job done and get into the Derby starting gate. Got to beat a pretty sizable field. High Camp is an interesting prospect. 2 sprints to a route, if you will. 4 trainer Will Walden, 9-2 off a maiden. Gulfstream, he's got incredible to put in a clunker, to say the least, last time in the Holy Bowl after a couple of very good races to end his 2-year-old campaign in Louisville over the Churchill Downs main track. You've got Confessional for Brad Cox, who was one of the favorites. And then you've got a horse named Ocelli, the 9. And this is a horse I'm intrigued by. I picked High Camp on top, but in terms of a bet, I think Ocelli is the one I would lean for it because he's going to be a significantly bigger price. This is a horse that's kept better company than what he needs today overall. He last time out didn't run that great in the Sam F. Davis. It was beaten by Renegade, and the Puma finished third in there. And prior to that, ran third to Reagan's Honor, a horse that is going to be in the Bluegrass. And he's going to have a big shot for Sarita Bow. So I think Ocelli has a pretty big shot here, the 9 horse in race 9 at Colonial in Virginia Derby at a big price.
Shopper, are you going to stay at Colonial for your radio play, or are you going to look around and go somewhere else today?
I'm going to go to the Great Race Place to represent you. You all be there. Best of luck, though, to you, of course. Keep it going, bud. And I'm going to go to the San Simeon. I definitely heard Bob Mazursky give out Field Team, respect that opinion, and Bob's always, but I'm going to try another cut back in here, the 3 Genius Jimmy. The horse that I think is really going to benefit from the cut back, and also there's not a lot of speed in here, and I think that'll give him the edge over the rest of this competition. Pierre May Pass is for Jose D'Angelo, likely to be on the lead, and then I think Genius Jimmy on the turn back after getting beat at the wire, going a mile and an eighth on February 8th. Should be in a great spot. Juan Hernandez obviously riding very well. Michael McCarthy having a good beat. So we'll go with number 3, Genius Jimmy, in race 3 at Santa Anita at 3-1.
So that's race 3 at Santa Anita. Number 3, Genius Jimmy, 3-1. That's for Scott Shapiro. And Scott, I forgot to ask you, when they ran the opening day at Colonial Downs on Thursday, it was a blizzard and they were running. What are track conditions today? Are they back to fast today?
Yeah, they're back to fast. I asked Travis Stone, who's calling the races early this morning. He was 99.99% sure it would be fast based on everything that occurred since then, and confirmed it a little bit thereafter. So looking forward to hearing Travis call the races, and should be a good to go in Virginia.
Travis is awesome. I love to hear his calls. I'm with you. I enjoy listening to him. Churchill Downs, Colonial Downs, he does a terrific job. Scott, we'll let you go, and we will talk to you next week.
Thanks, guys. Good luck. Kill him, Micah.
Thanks, buddy.
Well, let's take our final break. When we come back, we're going to go down to South Florida and talk to Toby Kellett, and we'll also check in with Michael Rona at Los Alamitos. You're listening to Thoroughbred LA here on AM 830 KLAA and on the Angels radio app.
Angels Radio.
AM 830.
Exciting nighttime racing action continues at Los Alamitos with live quarter horse and thoroughbred racing at the track of Sunsets and Stars. Coming up at Los Alamitos are two of our biggest races for three-year-olds. The Grade 1 Los Alamitos Oaks on Saturday, March 28th, and the Grade 2 El Primero del Año Derby on Sunday, March 29th. Kindergarten winner Beautiful was the top qualifier to the Grade 1 Oaks. Can she win our biggest race for fillies? Meanwhile, Winter Derby winner Duda Cartel continues to shine. He heads the El Primero final. Plus, night racing's best bets are here. The early and late pick 4 and the traditional pick 6. The total pick 6 pool was over 82,000 on March 8th. And racing fans, we're open daily for the best of the simulcast action from around the country, including the day program at Santa Anita, Gulfstream Park, Aqueduct, and more. For Vessels Club reservations, call 714-820-2681. Or join us at Burgard Sports Bar. Don't miss our graded stakes finals at Los Alamitos.
Satellite wagering has returned to San Clemente at the newly renovated OC Tavern. Located just east of the 5 Freeway at 2969 South El Camino Real, the OC Tavern has outdoor public seating, a fully renovated dining room, updated food and beverage options, easy parking, and a great satellite wagering room. Catch all your favorite sporting events, never miss a big race, and enjoy the views of the Pacific. Fun and games await you at the OC Tavern in San Clemente. Come back and check us out.
Nearly 50 years ago, Len Ragazin formulated the idea of speed ratings. Today, the Ragazin sheets are still America's premier speed rating product. Who uses Len Ragazin speed ratings? Trainers use the Ragazin sheets to place their horses. Breeders check the Ragazin sheets before making million-dollar decisions. And jockey agents consult the Ragazin sheets when choosing which horse to ride. But most importantly, the Ragazin sheets are used by players like you. The Ragazin sheets are available online at thesheets.com. Our website also offers free introductory material, including an online seminar. You can also receive free introductory material by calling us directly at 212-674-3123. That's the Ragazin sheets at 212-674-3123. Ragazin, the most respected name in racing.
Want to bet your favorite horse but can't make it to the racebook? South Point Casino's racebook has the answer. Come in and sign up for the Nevada Racebook mobile app. For just a $50 minimum deposit, you'll have the racebook right at your fingertips, no matter where you are in Nevada. It's convenient, fun, and easy to use. When you do have time to visit, South Point Casino is the perfect place to be. Our racebook is completely separate from the sportsbook and totally dedicated to the horse player. With 52 overhead TVs, free Wi-Fi, and cocktail service, bring your tablet or smartphone and plug into the USB ports to look up your favorite handicapping website without draining your battery. Want to wager from your seat? No problem with our IPTs. Just sign up, make a deposit, and you're off to the races. Plus, you'll earn points for dining, hotel, movies, entertainment, and the spa just by using the club card when wagering. Whether you want to come in or play from the comfort of your home, South Point Casino's Racebook has you covered.
Angels Radio.
AM 830.
Welcome back to the final segment of Thoroughbred Los Angeles. I'm John Lindo with Bob Ike. And Bob, before we forget, let's give a shout out to the NTRA, the National Thoroughbred Racing Association. They allowed us and set up a nice spot for us here to do the radio show, and they've got a great staff here.
They do such a great job running this tournament. I think it's the 27th year, maybe?
I think that's right, yes.
Keith Chamblin, of course, head of the NTRA, Michelle Ravencraft here, Holly Short. They do such a great job for the players, keeping you posted on weather conditions, scratches, which tracks are in play, the mandatory races. They really
leaderboard
do
updates.
A leaderboard. They really do a great job for the players.
They do, and it's if you get a chance, if you're a horse player and you get a chance to participate in one of these, you really should. I think you'd be pleasantly surprised if you haven't been here before how much fun it really is. So shout out to the NTRA. Thank you again for making it available for us at Thoroughbred LA to do the show out here this morning. Let's bring in our next guest. We're going to head down to South Florida, and that's Toby Callett. And, Toby, a little bit more rain at Gulfstream Park. The sun is out now, but there is no turf racing. Is that correct?
No turf racing, but the main track is set. So I don't know how that works. But, it is what it is. The two races today for your coast-to-coast order, races 9 and 12. In the ninth, that's the one arbiter. No imagination here. I like the 7. I see a set. We'll look at the 2 Wooten, the 3 Sweeping Shadow, and the 6 Full Mind to round out the gimmicks there. 12th race is the other leg from Gulfstream. And here I like the 1 Moonspun. Behind her, we're looking at the 4 Great Venezuela, the 10, pardon me, I'm flipping the pages here, Coco Abario, and the 3 Coraya. That's 1, 4, 10, 3. Could be all you and me in today's 12th of Gulfstream.
And, Toby, that 12th race is off the grass on the Tapita, and that's not going to affect Moonspun. She's proven over the synthetic track, correct?
Correct. That's one of the reasons I came to that conclusion early on, realizing that they were off yesterday, and I didn't have any confidence they'd be on today. So, yeah, those selections are for the Tapita. That is correct.
Sounds good. They're in the gate for the first at Gulfstream Park. We'll let you get going. Toby, thanks so much for helping us with the Coast to Coast Pick 5 today, and we will talk to you next Saturday.
You're welcome, John, and good luck to Bob.
Thank you.
Well, let's bring in our final guest, as usual, Michael Rona from Los Alamitos. Good morning, Michael. How you doing?
Terrific. Thank you, John. Good morning.
Yeah, I got a chance to watch the Brad McKenzie Winter Championship last week. What a race that was. And it came down to Lethal Cowboy in the lead. And here comes favorite Jess Hawk flying. And I couldn't call it, but you did.
Yeah, you got to get lucky sometimes. I thought I saw enough of a margin there for favorite Jess Hawk, who got there by the barest possible nose in an absolute thriller. The first opportunity for the older horses to punch a ticket to December's Champion of Champions. Lethal Cowboy 1-2-3 was the 6-5 favorite. Favorite Jess Hawk was the 3-1 second choice. They had the outside two gates. Lethal Cowboy was absolutely being hailed the winner, but somehow favorite Jess Hawk dived through underneath him and got there in an absolute thriller. Favorite Jess Hawk was the Champion California Colt at ages 2 and 3 and won his 4-year-old debut, first start against older horses in last weekend's Brad McKenzie. Ridden by Martin Arriaga, who now has 4 Grade 1 stakes victories at Los Al since last July and is currently tied for first in the quarter horse jockey standings for this season. The horse is owned by Enrique Gonzalez of EG High Desert Farms, a long-time supporter of Los Alamitos, and favorite Jess Hawk coming right to the Champion of Champions.
Now, Michael, we have no stakes races this evening, but we've got wagering, and, you know, we can bet Los Alamitos in Las Vegas. So, Bob, why don't you try and finagle a play out of him?
Michael, good morning. How about a post time for tonight and get a radio play from you?
Yes, certainly, Bob. 6:05 for the first of 8 races tonight. I'm going to the finale, which is a quarter horse allowance for 3-year-olds, non-winners of 2 at 350 yards. I love the early gate speed of number 5, Leaving the Cartel. Eddie Willis combining here with Justine Kleber, a potent combination. The filly came off a layoff of about 3 months, 2 weeks ago, and had the lead clearly. Got caught in the last stride, just ran out of puff. Look, if this were a cutback to 300 yards, I'd be declaring her pretty much a good thing. The 350 is as far as she wants, but I think that she'll lead all the way. I think she can get the job done in the finale. Leaving the Cartel number 5. Reliable beginner, really good filly.
That's the 8th race at Los Alamitos. Post time about 9:20 tonight. Number 5, Leaving the Cartel, 2-1 on the morning line. That's for Michael Rona. Michael, no stakes races this weekend, but again, do post time same time tomorrow night or a little bit earlier?
Tomorrow it's 5:40, and there's a pretty good chance that next weekend we'll see the first 2-year-old races of the season. It's always exciting to set eyes on the babies when they come out for their initial foray.
And when you have the 2-year-old races, that means you also have the videos of the 2-year-old workouts on your website.
Exactly. All of the gate works are posted at losalamitos.com for free. Even for older horses who are coming off layoffs and have a morning gate work, we post those as well. It's a great resource. And, of course, the Sunday Pick 6 promotion is always hovering if there is no carryover, or rather, if there is no...
If there's no carryover.
If there's no carryover into Sunday, then Los Al seeds the pool $10,000.
And that is such a great thing for the players, Michael. And
It eliminates the takeout.
It's worked really well for you guys through the years.
Absolutely.
Michael, we will let you get going. We'll be listening to you tonight, and we'll try and cash a ticket tonight in the 8th and final of Los Alamitos.
Okay. Good luck, chaps.
That was Michael Rona. Bob, just a quick shout-out. If they can't get to Santa Anita today, where can folks play in Southern California?
Yeah, well, let's start down in the San Diego area, the Gaslamp District, Gaslamp Tavern. The paddock on 5th is 868 5th Avenue in San Diego. Working your way up to Orange County, get into the OC Tavern at 2369 South El Camino Real, easy for you to say, in San Clemente. And then my spot up there, the Derby Room, at Fairplex. Say hi to Brandon and Monica, and I'm going to get in there one of these days, John.
Sounds good. Stay tuned for Andy Harrison, the SoCal Restaurant Show. We got Mike on tomorrow from 8 to 10 a.m. Bob, best of luck in the tournament today. Let's hope the guys are right on the radio and they give you a little help.
That would be great, John, and it's been a lot of fun. I'm glad you came over. It was great to do the show from here, and we'll just keep knocking on wood and hope things go right.
And well, you know, I don't want any bad beats because I don't want the trash cans to take a beating. So
you saw my ups and downs yesterday, John. The agony of defeat and the thrill of victory.
Yeah, the hat survived another day, exactly. So it worked out okay. Well, best of luck to everyone out there playing the races today. Cash some tickets. We will talk to you next Saturday. Again, Mike Willman here from 8 to 10 tomorrow morning on AM 830. Good luck today at the races.